soon as I clicked over, I saw in my feed on Facebook what was happening on campus, and it was within minutes. I mean, you know, everything that I was seeing was that there was still an active shooter on campus. And so, you know, everything sort of stopped at that point. And, you know, the next several hours were really about, you know, is everybody okay? You know, communicating with our families, you know, knowing that for our families who are not local, you know, the news was going to hit and they were going to be worried about us. And they knew that our kids, you know, they knew enough to know that our kids had been on campus very recently. And you know, really trying to figure out how we could help. That was the next, you know, once you sort of account for your immediate family, you know, you start wondering, what do I do to contribute and make things better? You know, by the evening of October 1st, certainly by October 2nd, it was like everybody that we knew not just of Roseburg, but they had this like set of opinions and images and other things to go with the community. And so certainly one thing I have learned from that is a real, like, if this can happen here, it can happen anywhere. And about how much more complex everything is than it's sort of made out to be on CNN, which, you know, how many times do we have to learn that lesson, right? Like, you know that intellectually, but when you see your own community playing out in, you know, on every TV and media outlet, and you realize the sort of narrow set of voices that are representing a very broad set of people, and the images that go along with that. And it's like the Roseburg that I was hearing and seeing, yeah, it's like a piece of what I know to be true, but it's also so far from what I know to be true, that was certainly very humbling for me. You know, that there is an opportunity in the midst of so much awful stuff and trauma and, you know, so much sadness, we have also seen the most incredible displays of humanity, of love, of generosity, of people coming together, of positive things. We've seen, alongside the very worst in our community, we have seen many, many, many more displays of the very best of our community. And so how do we draw on that and use that as sort of the thing that comes from this? And, you know, how do we use this as an opportunity to say, you know, we are and can be better? And that's frankly the fuel for my fire.